大家好。看见这个青少年，OK，good。看见青少年的都在暑假回来，跟我们一起崇拜。
I'm glad to see our young people back to worship with us in the summer.
And 特别的，我们今天培科教授也从中国回来跟我们一起。
I also noticed Professor Pei Ke is back with us this summer.
And 所以我们真的感谢主。
We will have you back.
Yeah. 今天本来是有一位对《心经》很有心得，我们都很喜欢的顾弟兄。
Our very very fun speaker, Brother Gu, is not able to come today.
所以这个谢谢神，让我有机会跟大家分享神的话。
I thank God for the opportunity to share with you.
今天的题目。
The topic today.
一家得救。全家得救，一人得救，全家得救。One is saved, and the whole family is saved.
Yeah, one is saved, the whole family is saved.
Okay, 这个是非常好的。好像是非常好的应许。
This is a very precious promise in the Bible.
我们基督徒信主以后
，After we become believers，
我们都很希望这个我们家每一个人都可以到神那里去。
We earnestly wish that all the members of our family can become believers.
这个是我们盼望的缘由。
This is the source where our hope comes from.
但是要得到神这个祝福，
But to receive this blessing from God,
我们首先要知道神在这个话语里面的心意怎么样。
We must understand what's God's mind in this promise.
所以今天我先用两句经文。
I want to share with you two verses.
这两句经文在表面上是好像是相反的的话语。
These two verses might seem contradictory.
第一个经文就是在以斯结书十八章二十节。
That's in Ezekiel.
他说唯有犯罪的他必死亡。
The soul who sins is the one who will die.
儿子不必担当父亲的罪孽。
The son will not share the guilt of the father.
父亲也不担当儿子的罪孽。
Nor will the father share the guilt of the son.
一人的善果必归自己。
The righteousness of the righteous man will be credited to him.
恶人的恶不也必归自己。
And the wickedness of the wicked will be charged against him.
所以好像中国人说一人犯罪一人当。
Just like a lot of Chinese saying that you pay for what you deserve.
这个是圣经的原则。
This is a biblical teaching.
我们都相信。
We also believe it.
因为神的怜悯不会加罪在别人的身上。
Because God's mercy will not charge someone who is innocent.
但是在生命记五章九节。
In the book of in the Old Testament. Leviticus.
请把那个生命记五章九节。生命记五章九节是下一个哦 OK 这个话语怎么讲呢 不可跪拜那些像。
You should not bow down to them or worship them.
也不可侍奉他。
For I the Lord your God.
因为我的耶和华的神是祭邪的神。
And a jealous God.
恨我的。
Punishing the children of the sin of the father.
自父及子到三世代。
To the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
这个我们怎么样把两个经句能够可以reconcile 可以
How do we reconcile these two verses?
Yeah. 第一个他说
The first verse say that
他说罪只是一个人担父不会担当儿子的罪
The first verse say that, that the son should not pay for the sin of the father
但是儿子也不会担当父的罪
Nor should the father take the sin of the son
但是申命记这一句话说他说这个假如我们的罪神会惩罚三世代
Yet in the book of Deuteronomy he said that God will punish the children to the third and fourth generation
所以我们要解释这个问题的时候
How are we to understand these verses
我们一定要知道圣经的原则
We must understand some of the principle in the Bible
他在这个以斯帖书所讲的一人犯罪一人当的原则
In the book of Ezekiel when he said about you have to pay for your own sin
这个是很明显的
It's very obvious
是圣经的原则
This is a biblical principle
但是在这个申命记讲
When in the Deuteronomy
这个拜偶像的父要这个惩罚到三世代
For those who bow down to the idol God will punish them to the third and fourth generation
这个是受到环境跟细则的影响
This because it involves your environment
因为这个假如有一个人要影响他的家庭的话
If someone is to influence his own family,
好像拜偶像
When you worship an idol,
这个他的子孙也可能拜偶像
Or most of his children will be your idol worshipper.
所以这个经文的原意是
So the biblical meaning is,
一个人的罪影响到后代的罪，他们都犯罪的话，那就是一起都会受到惩罚。
The sin of one generation is passed down to many generations.
这个我们来看看圣经里面有两个很好的故事。
I want to use two examples from the Bible.
第一个就是在四世纪十七章。
In the book of Judges, chapter 17.
OK， 这里讲这个当时这个士师的时代
，is in the time of judges，
这个没有人没有王，也没有人管。
When there were no king, there is no ruler。
所以很多以色列的人都随意做他的事情。
So Israel do whatever is right in his own eyes。
那个时候拜偶像是很常见的事情。
Worship idol is a very common thing.
当时以法莲。
Ephraim.
有一个人叫米迦。
There's a man named Micah.
这个他的妈妈有1100 银子。
His mother gave him 1100 shekels of silver.
这不见了，这人今天不见了，是给人拿去了。
The silver was lost.
但是那个儿子把那个银子拿回来
And the son was able to get the silver back
对他妈妈说这个银子在我这里
He told his mom that I have the silver here
他的妈妈对他说
His mom told him
这个银子本来就是给你的
The silver is for you
所以呢现在你拿回来
Now that you have the silver back
我就是做一个神像给你
I'm going to use to make an idol for you
and 所以你可以在 建一个神堂来安置这个神像。
And you can also build a temple to put the idol in.
所以他就把那个买了一个神像，建了一个神堂。
So he built an idol and also built construct a temple for.
所以他可以敬拜他。
So they can all worship the idol.
有一天
，One day，
那个有一个利未人经过。
A Levite passed by.
当时利未人是一些的人唯一可以做祭司的。
Levi are the people in the Jewish tribe that can be priests.
所以呢，他经过那个米迦的家。
When he passed by the home of Micah.
那个米迦就请他进来。
The Micah invite him in.
他说，你既然是利未人。
Since you are a Levi.
我也有神像。
I also have a idol here.
也有神堂。
I have a temple here.
所以你就留在家里。
Why don't you stay here?
你做我家里的祭司。
You become my priest.
Okay. 那当时还有那个所有的十二支派的一系列的族没有完全的得地为业。
There are also the 12 tribes that
没有所有的每一个族都有的地来住。
They don't all have a property to live on.
所以那个有时候那个时候你有个Dan族。
The tribal Dan.
他们就要找地方住。
They were looking for a place to live.
所以他派了五个勇士到这个以法莲来找地。
They sent five brave men to look for property at Ephraim.
经过那个米迦的家
，When they passed by Micah's house,
看见他里面有个神像，有个神堂。
When they see the idol in the temple,
就很兴奋。
They were excited.
听见那个利未少年的口音。
Also hear the Levi was a priest in there.
就知道。他是这个祭司。
They thought he was a priest.
所以回去报告他们的弟兄们。
So they went back to report to their brother.
他说我们找了一个好地方。
We have found a very good place.
所以一起去以法莲。
Let's go move to Ephraim.
把他们这个以法莲的地拿到我们建地为业。
We will take possession of the land of Ephraim.
所以他们就跑到那个米迦的家。
So they went to Micah's house.
就听见那个利未人讲话。
They heard the Levi there.
所以他就把他们的神像都拿走了。
So they took the idol.
就请那个利未人，他说你来做我们一族的祭司。
And make the Levi the priest for the whole tribe.
比较做一个人的祭司还好。
Which is more important than just a priest for a family.
Okay, 他们就把那个神像拿走，也把那个祭司归到他们了。
So they took the idol and the priest.
就在以法莲的找了地方。
And lived in Ephraim.
Okay, 这个过去了。
This come to pass.
在我们在这个列王上十二章二十八到31节。
Then in the book of Chronicles,
列王记， First King.
For the king.
First King. First King. Legs, please. 9, please. Okay. 列王记。
First King.
前一章。前一个yeah, OK 那个时候一些人这个所罗门王刚刚去世了。
At the time King Solomon just passed away.
那个耶罗伯安是他的神子。
The new king is called
Jeroboam是做了那个以色列的王帝。
He became the new king of Israel.
所以呢，他就做了两个金牛犊。
And he created king gold two golden calves.
第一个放在耶路撒冷。
Put one, he put one, he put in Jerusalem.
你想第二个放在什么地方呢
？Where do you think he put the other one?
当然放在但了。
He put in Dan.
因为那个是拜偶像的地方。
Because that's where people worship idol.
所以这个是正好的地方。
That is a very suitable place.
哦，这个又过两千年两好几千年了。
That in for a couple thousand years.
Okay, 做到最后，我们看看启示录。
Then we come to Book of Revelation.
Okay, 启示录七章四节到八节。
7:4.
这个。神答应这个以色列以后有余民在复兴。
God promised to save a remnant from the Jews.
就是每一个宗派，他说都有一万二千人。
From every tribe, there will be 12,000 people saved.
但是看看这个但没有在里面。
But do you notice the tribe of Dan was not in the list?
你看这个神是说，假如一个人拜偶像犯了罪
，God said if one person who worship idols，
他要惩罚到三世代
，He will punish them to third or fourth generation。
这个圣经的比如呢，这个故事
，The example in the Bible
是不止三世代
，Is more than third or fourth，
一直到千代。
Almost thousands of generations.
这个因为一个拜偶像的影响。
That was the effect of an idol worshiper.
这个是假如这个他的影响到他的后代都一起犯罪的话。
Because the worship idol worship affects so many generations.
当然，这个成佛到三世代。
Consequently, the punishment was endured by all these generations.
但是神是怜悯的神。
But God is merciful.
我们在圣经里面也看到很多这个我们做好的家带领的我们的儿女。
We also see many good examples of God's blessing in good families.
And 他们的后代也蒙恩。
We also see how their children are blessed.
我们可以看看这个路德之意。
We can see in the book of Ruth.
这个当时这个犹太地有这个灾荒。
There was famine in the land of Israel.
这个
Judas
有一个叫拉俄米的在逃到外邦摩押地。
There's a person named Naomi. He left the place.
就逃到这个摩押地的时候，来逃过那个饥荒。
He went to Moabite, the land of Moab.
后来呢，拉俄米的丈夫死了。
But then her husband passed, died.
他的两个儿子也死去了。
Later on, both of his sons also died.
他只有两个师父。
So he ended up with two son-in-law.
那个大的师父叫俄巴。
The older daughter-in-law is
what do you have? 这个在路德记，请把路德记打出来啊。Okay.
Opa.
Okay. 小的师父叫卢德。
And the younger daughter-in-law, her name is Ruth.
Okay. 那个拉米就是说，我要，因为我听见这个我们的国犹太地这个神眷顾他的家他这个国家。
Naomi told her daughter-in-law, "I heard God is blessing the land of Judah again."
但是你们，我要回去了。
I'm going back to my country.
你们可以去你们本来的地方。
You can go back to your family.
这个大的师父
，Oprah，
他就回去他的本族。
She decided to go back to her family.
所以他失去了跟从。那个拿俄米去那个拜耶和华的地方。
he forfeit or give up the chance to follow Naomi to worship the God of Israel.
但是路德
But Ruth
跟随他的教母了娘
She chose to follow Naomi.
他都要去那个犹太地。
So she went to the land of Judah.
他说你去什么地方，我要去什么地方。
She said that I will go where you go.
你在什么地方住宿，我也去。
Where you live, that's where I will live.
你的国就是我的国。
Your country will be my country.
你的神也是我的神。
Your God will be my God.
这样他就有机会来来跟随这个拉尔米。
She decided to follow Naomi.
就是回到这个犹太地来敬拜耶和华。
To go to the land of Judah and worship the God of Israel.
你们知道，路德就是这个大卫王的祖宗。
You know, Ruth turned out to be the grandmother of King David.
是耶稣基督的祖宗。
Is one of the ancestors in the genealogy of Jesus.
一个婆婆仰望耶和华
，Naomi trust in God，
就变成了后代得救的师父。
It caused so many blessings for her family.
但是他们要选择要接受神。
First, they decide to follow God.
昨天我们去这个灵粮堂，去听这个福星。美国这个东岸的地。
Yesterday we were in a Christian retreat.
刘同牧师分享美好的信息。
Pastor Liu shared a very good message.
他说一个人要有影响的能力。
He said one must have effect.
他要想好敲发起来。那个意思。
Oh, like ease, yeah, that way of
ferment. Okay. 这个人如要要神的教导，要跟随神的教导。
You want to follow God's teaching.
要尽心、尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的品质。
To love God with all his mind, his heart, with all his strength.
所以，我下面有几个母亲，因为他们有这个本质。
Because I want to use a couple example from the biblical mother.
这个母亲就带领那个很多在圣经里面出名的人物。
That this mother affected many well-known people in the Bible.
第一个。尽心，尽心。
With all her heart.
这个，我们都知道，摩西是一个忠心的仆人。
We know about the story of Moses, a loyal servant for God.
神拣选了摩西出来带领以色列民族离开埃及。
God chose Moses to be the leader for the Jews.
四十年走遍了旷野。
For 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness.
一些的人埋怨。
The Israelite complained.
摩西带领他不是容易。
So it was not easy job for Moses.
但是到了最后，摩西四十年以后。
At the end of the journey, after 40 years.
神说你不能够进迦南地。
God told Moses that you cannot go into the promised land.
你只可以在这里看一看。
You can stand on the top of the mountain and look at it.
但是摩西只是他的心是要忠心于神。
Moses' heart was faithful to God.
虽然他很伤痛，不能够进入迦南之地。
He was very disappointed that he was not able to go into promised land.
他在最后能临死死的时候。
Before he died.
他说这个他的责任带领以色列民族的责任已经尽了他的责任。
He said that he accomplished his duty to lead the Israel.
这个是他的安慰。
That was his comfort.
他的性格。 这个尽心的性格在什么地方来呢？
Where does his faithfulness come from?
从他的妈妈。
It come from his mother.
他的妈妈因为在埃及王法鲁王要宰杀所有的希伯来的婴孩的时候，
When his mother would live under the verdict of Pharaoh to kill all the babies，
他的妈妈忠心的为着这个希伯来人来保存这个他的儿子。
His mother was faithful to the Hebrew tradition to save the children。
他放在这个河边河里上，用篮子放在把摩西放到那个河上。
He put Moses in a basket in the river Nile。
那个法老王的女儿公主。
And the daughter of Pharaoh。
把他收养了。
Was able to adopt him。
那个他的妈妈不只是救了摩西。
His mother not only saved Moses。
他还要在乳养他，乳养他。
He also nurtured him.
在有机会的时候，每一天都可以跟他的儿子同在。
He was able to spend time with his son.
就把他的希伯来人的传统。
He was able to pass on the tradition of the Hebrew.
把耶和华神就带到耶和华这个摩西的心中。
The God of Israel was able to bring the fact into his heart.
所以那个忠心的母亲
a faithful mother
就带到忠心的摩西
bring faith into the heart of Moses.
我们也看到
we also see
这个尽信的例子
with all your soul.
上个礼拜劳伯祥谈到那个提摩太。
Last week, Pastor Lau mentioned Timothy.
这个提摩太是一个尽信的好例子。
Timothy is somebody who is faithful.
他虽然是身体很软弱
，even though physically he is very weak，
但是他很有热忱。
But he have a great fervent for God.
所以他是尽信的一个好例子。
He is somebody who is fervent for God.
他在保罗服侍保罗，跟随保罗。
He served with Paul.
在教会服侍。
He served in the church.
满带有热忱。
With great enthusiasm.
让保罗在最后在罗马在监狱里面的时候。
After that, Paul was put in jail in Rome.
他跟在罗马服侍保罗。
He served Paul in Rome.
代表保罗到国的教会。
He represented Paul to different church.
亚比的教会。
Church that was under persecution.
他是热心的服侍。
He served God with great fervency.
他的热心从哪里来了？
Where does that enthusiasm come from?
圣经就告诉我们，
The Bible teaches us.
就是上个礼拜我们学习的。
Is that what we learned last week?
就是他的祖母，
come from his grandmother.
他的妈妈，
his mother.
他是无义的人，无义的信。
That sincere faith.
他把这个无义的信就带到这个提摩太的心中。
That sincere faith was able to pass down to Timothy.
所以这个上个礼拜我们学习。
That's what we learned last week.
他的祖母，他的妈妈。
His grandmother, his mother.
就是眺望了这个他后代的儿子的信。
He inflamed the faith of all her children.
最后我们有例子。
Finally, there is another example.
尽意尽力。
With all your strength.
这个最好的榜样。
One of the best examples.
就是 Samuel.
Is Samuel.
他是受在这个神拣选他的时候。
Samuel when was called by God.
他就是不怕 什么困难。
He faced all kind of difficulties.
不逃避那个困难。
He doesn't avoid them.
在他以色列人要一个选一个王的时候。
In the time when Israelite was looking for a king.
这个撒母耳告这个为神来告这个扫罗。
Samuel anointed Saul.
当扫罗犯罪的时候。
After Saul sinned.
他撒母耳不逃避。
Samuel did not run away.
他是忠诚的告诉撒母耳。
He faithfully tells Saul.
只有他的罪。
You have sinned against God.
所以他神会离开你。
And God will depart from you.
我们谁有胆量在在这个王帝面前来责备他呢？
Who have that courage to speak in front of the king?
除非他是尽意尽力的的心态。
Unless he is doing it with all his strength and all with all his heart.
甚至在这个扫罗还做皇帝的时候。
In the time when Solomon was king.
这个撒母耳高大卫做王。
Samuel also anointed David as king.
在这个扫罗还在做王的时候。
While Saul was still king.
这个是真是尽心尽意尽力的。一个好例子。
Show that he served God with all his mind and all with all his strength.
他的敬意、敬力的性格在什么地方来了
？Where did that character come from?
在他母亲那里来。
It came from his mother.
在哈拉，在受屈、委屈的时候。
Her mother, when she was under stress.
他没有儿子。
She was mourning because she had no son.
所以他求神给他一个儿子。
She asked God for a son.
就是在他这个儿子出生，他要奉献给耶和华。
And she promised that she will give the son to the Lord after he is born.
所以这个撒母耳住在这个以利祭司家里长大。
So Samuel grew up in the house of Eli.
这个他在还没有到这个以利家之前，这个他妈妈乳养了长到他顿乳的时候。
After he lived with his mother for a while, and then he went to live with Levi.
常常去看他。
She also often visited him.
这个就把这个尽意尽力的心态放到这个撒母耳的心里。
He passed on this character to her son.
这个几个好例子。
These are examples in the Bible.
那我们回到今天的主题。
Let's come back to our today's topic.
这个圣经里面讲。
The Bible teaches.
这个我们看看这个回来使徒行传十一章三十一节。
Let's go back to Book of Acts.
他们说当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.
Okay, 你们看。这个当然神的原则是你们要信你就得救，就得救。
You will be saved.
这个是神的原则。
That is the biblical principle.
一个人的信
Your faith.
不能够被人来代替。
Nobody can substitute that.
但是这个假如一个人的信可以影响他的后代，
But your belief can have effect on your children.
那我们一起来信。
We even more that we should believe.
所以在这个这里原文呢跟英文很相近。
The original Bible is actually very similar to the translation.
他说they reply.Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. 所以呢，我们中文可以这样翻译，他们说，当信主耶稣，你会得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You and your household.
你和你一家。
You and your household.
你和你一家。
You and your household.
不是得救。
It will be saved.
而是你我你一家都要信。
I mean, you and your household must all believe.
才会得救。
And all of you will be saved.
感谢主，
Praise God.
他有这个不变的原则。
He have an unchanging principle.
我们教会，
Our church.
很多很好的例子。
We have many good examples.
我们看玛格的家里。
We can see in Margaret's household.
他一人信主。
She believe.
一家每一个人都信主了。
Gradually, all her family members are saved.
Joseph.
Joseph.
他们先。信主
we believe
他跟着就一个一个的信主了
all my children gradually all believe, become believe.
我们看金妮
we see other 金妮
他信主了
she is the first believer in her family
他的先生跟着也信主了
and then, Mr. Lu become a believer
所以他的姊妹也一个一个的跟着信主
and gradually all her sisters all become believers
这个 Andy
we see Andy
yeah, 这个因为这个Amy 的信主
because of Amy's faith
他的神祝福他一家
God bless all the whole family
所以Andy 也信主 他的女儿也信主还有一个女儿也跟着快要信主了
and Amy and Angela they all become believers
今天培哥回来
and 培哥 is back
我们看到培哥高方信主了
we know 培哥 and 高方 are believers
他因为高方的爸爸妈妈都信主
because her parents are all believers
所以他的儿子也信主了
their children will
一家都得救了
they will all be
感谢神
praise God
所以今天我们所学习的中经文
What we learn today in the Bible
我们看到这个陈昌仪坐在那里他一这个 Ruth 他两个都信主
They are all believers
一家都信主了
The whole family are believers
okay, 哇很多很多
We have so many examples
我们每一家终有会每一家我们都会信主
Our whole family will be believers.
这个是我们的愿望。
This is our hope.
所以，我们今天的教导。
And our teaching today.
假如我们家里是拜偶像的。
If we are from a household worship idol worshipper.
我们要特别警醒。
We must be very careful.
因为我就是要成就一家。离开这个邪灵的诅咒。
You want to be someone who save your family from the evil spirit?
Yeah. 我们家里假如不是拜偶像的
，If we are not idol worshipper,
我们就要做好一个见证。
We must become good witness for God.
把我们的儿女。心的火花眺望起来
we want to inflame the flame in your heart
这个就是上个礼拜我们所学习的功课
that's the lesson we learned from last week
我们感谢神
I thank God
这是我们今天的心思
this is the message I want to share with you
我们一起来做一个祷告
let's pray
恩主
Gracious Father
你说一人得救，一家都会得救。
You said that believe in the Lord and you and your family will be saved.
我们知道是你的心意。
I know this is in your heart.
你说一个羊，九十九个羊，一个迷失了。
You say you will seek the one lost sheep.
你又会找回来。
You want to find him home.
这个是我们每一个人信徒的责任。
This is also our responsibility.
把我们信主的所蒙的恩
We thank you for the many blessings that come from our faith.
就是我们行事为人。
That in everything that we do.
就是做一个好的榜样。
We can be an example for others.
我们感谢神，在这个约书亚，在年老的时候。
We thank you in the old age of Joshua.
他说这个 said, 我一家。
He said, as for me and my household,
我都要侍奉耶和华。
We want to serve the Lord.
哈利路亚，赞美主。
Hallelujah, praise God.
谢谢主的话语。
Thank you for your promise.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.